We're learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. It says at the end of the Mishnah, up the last part of the Mishnah, the last stretch, at the end of the Mishnah, there's going to be Machlokes Rav Nechemya and Rabbanon, but it starts off a case like this, where there's one Yavam and one Yevama. It says, Cholatz Va'osam Maimer, it says a case there, that Cholatz Va'osam Maimer, Nosaget or Baal, or Baal Va'osam Maimer, Nosaget, V'cholatz Enach Litzeklum, then it says, Ve'mitchil Ve'mitzar V'soif. That the halacha is that after chalitza, nothing doing, and after beer, nothing doing, if it starts with chalitza and beer. If the chalitza or the beer is after something else, then by chalitza, ain't a chalitza klum. But by beer, there is yesh acha beer klum, which we'll explain as we go along. But first, the first part of the memo we just read. Cholatz osa maimar v'nosa. So it says, if you gave chalitza and then maimar to the same person, nothing happens. So Bishlom Chalatz Vasa Maimer, that you gave Chalitza, and then you gave Maimer, Itzrich, it's a Chiddush. Why? Sakadai the Chamina Nigzar Maimer, the Basa Chalitza, or the Maimer, the Kami Chalitza. Maybe you would say that Maimer after Chalitza is Chal. Why? Because a Gzeira, Maimer before Chalitza. Maimer before Chalitza, Taka Nigzar Get. If you gave Maimer before you gave Chalitza to the Yavama, Avadin Yaget. Kamash Malon, the Loy Gazrinon, that Maimer Chalitza is nothing. So that's the Gemara saying. Gemara saying, "Maimer after chalitza." I know what the chiddush is. You know what the chiddush is? You don't make zera kaidim. You don't make zera kaidim. So, good kasha. So yes, somebody has a good kasha. L'chayra, the chiddush is like Rav Akiva. We just had that a bunch of times. Right, the chiddush is that even though it's a chayiv elavin and chayiv elavin is a tayvus kedusha, the chiddush is passing Rav Akiva. So why are you telling me the new type of chiddush? This is tayvus kasha. The gimel elavin, the bottom master's kasha. And he blibes shver with this kasha. But upon him, there's definitely a chiddush maimer chalitza. Either like Rabbi Kiva, like Tosfos asked, but our Gemara has different chiddushes that don't say that maimer after chalitza shivichal or to maimer koidem chalitza. But when you gave chalitza, then you gave a get. What are you trying to tell me? Like, what in the world should a get do after chalitza? Like, what would happen? Like, what's the chiddush? Ella chalatz v'dosin get. Lomali, what do you tell me a chiddush that nothing happens with the get? That's the kasha. I'll tell you back another kasha. Ema Sefer. It says, we did bia first. Baal vasa maimer. Let's say someone did bia to, Shimon did bia to Rachel, and did Yibum, then did maimer. Or baal vanasa get. Both of them, the get and maimer is nothing. So bishlam baal vanasa get, I chap the chiddush. Itzrich, sagam yin nigzer get, the basa bi'ila, or to get the kaim bi'ila. You maybe say that get after bia messes up the yibum just like get before a bia, because get before bia is a problem. It makes it that bia is a bia psula and it's not a good yibum. So maybe that a get after bia should not be enough. You should need chalitza also with a get after bia. Why? Because xera ought to get koidem bia with their taka on the bia. You need chalitza because it wouldn't be a good yibum. So do you understand the chiddush is that get after bia is nothing, which means this Moshe Taka answered before that what we get the etach bia works. It works to make a real gittin, but the chiddush is get after bia works and doesn't need chalitza. It's just a get for the kedushin. So the question is that get after bia, we understand the chiddush is that we're saying get after bia is good and it's no gzer get koidem bia. Of a maimer after bia, what in the world is the chiddush to that maimer after bia? So he says the same kasha you have in the reisha. I have a similar kasha in the sefer. The reisha kasha is what's the chiddush of get achalitza. In the sefer the kasha is what's the chiddush of maimer achabia. Ella, what's the tarets? I eat on a chalitz vasa maimer. Since it's chalitz vasa maimer, which is a chiddush, tanai and bal vasa maimer, and therefore it says bal vasa, which is not a chiddush. The I did the boy the bal vasa get tanai and chalitz vasa get. Well, you know, not a chiddush. Saying I got that case. Saying I got that case. That's a chiddush. Very good shvach. Now. At the end of the Mishnah, we have a chalitza from Nechemya and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say, "Einach chalitza klum, no matter what. Whenever you chalitza in the process, say you did it before the get, after the get, after maimer. Chalitza works always. And einach chalitza klum. Bia, it's only if it's the beginning. If bia is after something, it doesn't work to bia. That's what Rabbanon said. Nechemya say, no. Bia always works, no matter what it is. The Gemara is going to bring down a third chita, and the Gemara is going to explain the chalitza from over here. So the Gemara, see some like Haytana. Our mission is not like the following Tana. Tana went to the Braisa. We went to the Braisa. Avi Yosi ben Chanon ben Yechanon ish Yerushalayim Omer. Mishur HaMeir. Avi Yosi ben Yechanon from Yerushalayim said Mishur HaMeir. Achas bi'ilo v'achas chalitza b'tchila in ein acharei haklum b'emtza v'soif yesh acharei haklum. Dafka b'tchila ein acharei haklum. But b'emtza v'soif yesh acharei haklum. That if it comes in the middle of the chalitza or at the end, which means chalitza comes after you gave a get, or chalitza comes after you gave maimer, okay, or comes after you gave get and maimer. The halacha is yesh acharei haklum, which means the chalitza is no good. That's what Avi Yosi ben Yochanan holds. B'shem Rav Meir. So he'll say the same thing like Bia, that if it's not by the beginning, then it's not good. But Shalosh Machlokes B'Dava, it's really three Machlokes B'Dava. Tanakama Shavar, Bia Dekel Migzer Gazrina. By Bia, there's a Gzera. The reason why Bia after Get doesn't work is Otu Bia after Chalitza. We know Bia after Chalitza does not work. Why not? Because Chalitza already patted up the Yibum, so you can't do Bia afterwards. Therefore, there are guys of Bia after Get. The same thing also, that's the Gzera of Bia after Get. Bia after Maimer, same thing. Give Maimer to Rachel, they do Bia to Bracha, doesn't work. Why not? Otu, because you did Bia to Rachel, then did Bia to Bracha, that's a problem, because you already became Yibum. So this is a Gzera. We had this Gemara before. That's the Gzera. So Tanakama holds that there's a Gzera. So have a Bia, they can make Gzera Gzerinon. Chalitza, like a Migzera Gzerinon. But Chalitza is no Gzera, therefore, there's no problem of Chalitza after something. Rav Nechem Yisava, no. Bia Nami, like a Migzera. He argues the whole idea of the Gzera by Bia. But the Amris, Ligzer Bia Achaget, because of Bia Achaget, Mishon Bia Achalitza, that if you say Bia Achaget is a good Bia, so people will say Bia Achalitza is also a good Bia. So he says, no one's make that mistake. Why not? Kimen the Chalitza de Araisa, since Chalitza is the Araisa, Meida Yoda, everyone knows that. So it's not going to make you mixed up with Chalitza. Everyone knows Get does not work by Yibam, Chalitza does. We said that Biacha Maimer is no good, which means if you do Maimer to Rachel, then Bia to Bracha does not work, because Biacha Bia, and Bia doesn't work because you already became Mitzah Yibim, so if you go have Bia now with Bracha, that's already Eshazach the Raisa. So it's also, given the Bia the Raisa, we're not getting mixed up Maimer and Bia. Given the Bia the Raisa, so Rav Nechemya argues in the whole Gzeira, and he holds that Bia or Chalitza, whenever you do it, in Achareklum. But Rabbanon held, there's only Xeri by Bia, not by Chalitza. What is Avi Yosi ben Yochanan Sava? Avi Yosi ben Chanan Savar, look, Rabbanon, the Gazri be Bia, the Gazri Chalitza Mashum Bia. You guys are Bia, and you guys are Chalitza Mashum Otu Bia. So therefore, just like by Bia, it's Be'em Savasoyf does not work. Sending Chalitza Be'em Savasoyf doesn't work. Otu Bia, even though there's no Xeri there, it's Otu the case of Bia. So you have three Shitas. We have We'll start with Rabbi Chemya, then comes Tanakama, then comes Avi Yosi ben Yochanan. Rabbi Nechemya holds that there's never a gzera. That means that whenever you do Bia or Chalitza in the process, means even after you gave something, someone else gave a get to Rachel, you did Chalitza to Bracha, it works. You did a get to Rachel and then Bia to Bracha, it works. Both those cases work. That's what Rabbi Nechemya holds. The Rabbanon hold not by Chalitza works, not by Bia. Why not? Because Bia Achaget is a Gzeira Bia Achalitza. Because Bia Achalitza is a problem. Because after you do Chalitza, you don't have Yibam anymore. So then if you say Bia Achaget is good, then you say Bia Achalitza is good. So then Gzeira. But only by Bia, not by Chalitza. The Avi Yosi ben Yochanan holds, you make a Gzeira of Chalitza to Bia. And therefore, even Chalitza, when you do Get to Rachel and Chalitza to Bracha, it will not work. Because since Bia in this case won't work, so Chalitza doesn't work either in this case, because the Gzeira ought to that. Those are three shittas in our Mishnah. Hadron, Allah, Perek, Ram, Gamia, B'lin, Neda, for those that finished it. Zok, the new Perek, Habay, Avimtoy, for all the people who until now were using the pictures and the cartoons, they could put them away now, Mitzvah Shem, for a while, and we'll learn a new Perek Habay, Avimtoy. Zok, the Perek Habay, Avimtoy. Just talking about, till now we talked about Chalitza. We talked first about the first part of Masechta about all different cases of arayos. The next parak, the fourth parak was about Chalitza. This parak talks about the Yibum, the Bia of Yibum. Zok the Mishnah, Haba'a Yivimtai. Someone who has a mitzvah Yibum in front of him, and if he does it, the Bia Bein B'Shoigig, Sires by mistake, Rasha's mistake was he thought this was his wife. And not the Yivama, Bein B'mezid, which means he did it L'Shem Znus, not L'Shem Mitzvah. Bein B'Oinis, Saif, he was forced to do it. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Bein B'Ratzon, which means he did it with the right Kavanah of Mitzvah. Now, I feel a who's Shaykhim, he's made a mistake, but he Mezid, and she thinks, and he's a Shaykh, he thinks his wife, and she's a Mezid, does L'Shem Znus, or who Mezid, he does L'Shem Znus, but he and the Yivama Shageges made a mistake, so it's someone else. Or who Onus, Vihiloy Anusa, or he is Oinus and she's not Anusa. And what is she? So Taisa has different shatim, or maybe Taisa one shatim. Hila anusa means that she was amazed. Little shames nos, or he anusa she was einus. Hula anus, but he was amazed. But kitzer, these cases are cases where both of them were not mechav on shem mitzvah. Echad amara say if you start the bia without finishing it, echad agamer and say you finish the bia. All these cases are kana. That means if you buy yevama shaygig mezid einus rotzayn. Just the beginning of Bia or the end of Bia, the halacha is you are kaina, the kaina. But le chilek ben Bia le Bia, and there's no chilek ben Bia kedarka le Bia shaloi kedarka. Either way, you are kaina yavama. And the Gemara will make drashas for all this. But one thing we do have to speak out that it says over here you're kaina bein b'shaygi bein b'meizid. Even do Hashem's notes. So if you remember correctly, we had earlier on in the Masechta the Shita of Abba Shaul. We had a few times Abba Shaul says that if you do yibum shaloi l'shem mitzvah, so then it's not the proper way of doing things. We had Avashal, one of the places we had Rav Lama Tesla Mabez. It says the Tanya Avashal Eimer Hakoynis is yevimta l'shem noy ulashum ishus l'shum dava achar ki ilu pegeya be'erva v'karav ani be'enal yis v'avlam mamzeh. That's l'shem Avashal. So is our Mishnah stim with Avashal or not? Zokta Muki Yosef. The arm mister is like could fit like Avashal also. Avashal only meant lechatchila and midrabanon that it's not correct to do yivum that way. But if you did it b'di'eved avada, it works. Kano means b'di'eved. That's how the Muki Yosef learns. The Israel Ramban who argues and holds that arm mister is not like Avashal, it's only like the rabbanon. Zok the mister vayta that these halachas the bein b'shoyg bein mezid bein ba'inis bein rotsin echad the ma'arav echad the gamer and lechilik bein labia. All these halachas, not only by Yavama, it's also when it comes to Ve'echena Baal Achas V'Kal Raya Sheva Torah. Anyone who's mezana with any of the Raya Sheva Torah, or psulois. What's an example of psulois? You know, Manol Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalusa Kohen Hedyet, Mamzeres V'Nasina Yisrael, which is also to Yisrael, Bas Yisrael is Mamzer V'Nasin. All these things are Chayv Elavin. Amanot Nal America and Gadol, Grusha Chalusa Kohen America and Hedyet, Mamzeres V'Nasina Yisrael, Bas Yisrael Mamzer V'Nasin. All these halachas are pasla. She becomes pasul to kahuna with such a avera, and if she was eating truma until now, she becomes pasul from truma. Lechilik ben bila bia. No difference between bila kedarka shle kedarka or einus ratzon. If she's mizana one of these asurim, she is pasul. So let's analyze this. For example, let's say this grusha was someone who came from a family of kahanim, and she had no children from Israelim, so she still eats truma in her father's house. The halacha is, if she marries a kohen hedit, which is isalav, she becomes pasul now to eat truma. And the same thing with a mamona kohen gadol. If she's a kohenes, she will become pasul truma now. What about a mamzeres v'nasina, that case there? So there, anyway, she can't marry a kohen, and she's already pasul from kuno. She can't eat truma either because she's a mamzeres v'nasina. So there, the nafgimina is le'inyan the iser to get malchus. The halacha is if mamzeres and nesina get malchus, so we're saying echad amara v'echad agomer, which means say if it's a tchilas bia, and say if it's a whole bia, you still get malchus. And the chiddush is that hara hamara, which means a tchilas bia, is enough to be chayav malchus. That's what it means to teach us in the vechein the gav mamzeres nesina lishol. That's what Rashi explains. Zok to Gemara starts with saying that abayi v'tavim mshigim v'mezid, it works, it's kaina. Then it says v'afilu hu shaygeg v'hi mezida hu mezid v'hi shaygeges. So my afilu, what's the afilu? So the loy boy kamar. Loy boy who shaygig he came a mitzvah. Not only in the case where he's the shaygig, but she at least v'chav mitzvah. Inami who mezid v'chav mitzvah, or he's a mezid al shem nos and she's v'chav mitzvah. Not only that case is kinda. El afilu who shaygig mezida. Even in the case where they're both not v'chav mitzvah, the vayla v'chav shem mitzvah, because one of them is a shaygig, one of them is a mezid al shem nos. Afilu hachi kinda, still it's kinda. And Rav Chiya Taka has the first in the Brisa, the same type of idea. Tana Rav Chiya, Afilu Shneim Shoygim, Shneim Mezidim. Shneim Shoygim means they're both, they don't have it's their wife, it's, that, that's the Yavama, someone else I think. Shneim Mezidim, both amazed. Shneim Anusim, they're both Anusim. We'll see what Anus is exactly soon. Shneim Anusim. So then, the halach is, it's still kinda. And then Mietz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we will start and explain what exactly is the case of Anus that our Mishnah is referring to.